Kuf Nun Vav Amad Aleph, towards the bottom of the Yomid. We had learned Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Hayman de Bemadim Yigvar Ashi Domo. Oh, this is the memo from before. Hayman de Bemadim Yigvar Ashi Domo, a person who was born Bemazel Madim will be a Shefer Domo. Omar Ravashi, I umne, I ganve, I tavche, I moyelo. That means he has a netiya to shvichas domim, but he can use this netiya l'toiv, or he can use it l'ro, but the netiya is a netiya. Omar Rabbe, ano b'madim avoy. Rabbe said, I was born b'mazel madim, and I'm none of these. Omar Rabbaye, mar nami onish v'kotl. You also have in yourself this netiyah, your onish v'kotel. Rashi says, onish b'nei odom ha'oivrim al dvorov. It could be, we had before in the end of Perik Shoyel, we had that, le'omalai abaye le'rabe kigoin mar desonolei kulo pumpedisoi, man achim aspeide. Abaye asked Rabbi Akashe, you don't have one person in Pumpadisa that likes you. The son of Laikula Pumpadisoi. So it seems that Rabbi had a gewaldiket kifis in himself. That it means that Tachnishke Shrokim von Kainanis. And he did against the rotzen of the whole shtot. I mean, that could be, that's what Abaye told him. Mar nami onish vekotel. The union of shviches domim is an Indian of Gvure and Tkifis without Rachmonis. And he told them, Fakert, that you could stand against a Shtot, you're against the whole Shtot, and you fear is Das Teure, that also stems from the Mazel of Madin. And that is one of the necessities that Amanik needs. We see that was the Duchfal of Shol HaMelech. By Shol it says, V'loi Tachmel Olov by Amolik, V'yachmel Shol. That Vakert, one needs this tkifis and this achzorius when it comes to a tzorech mitzvah. The Eitz Yosef brings down that Be'emesin, if Rabbi was born in the mazel of Madim, so he had in himself this tchune of Ritziche. No, Rabbi mitoich tzitkosoi and mitoich Gvurosai was Mizgaber on this trune. So he says, could be that is Pshat in the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara relates, Kom Rabbe v'shochtele Rabzeire. That Rabbe became Shikir and he killed Rabzeire. Shabod Nemaise, there's so many Shikurim and it doesn't never go so far. So the Jesus says, because Be'etzim he was B'mazel Madim. He had in himself this trune of Shviches Domim. No, Kozman, he was Bedas, so he was Mizgaber over this Trune. But when he became Shikir, Samela, the Trune was Mizgaber over him, Vekom Rabbe, Veshochtil Rabzeir. Itma Rabbi Chanina Oimer, Mazel Machkim. So Rashi says, Lafia Mazel Hu Achochme. The Mazel that a person was born under. So that's totally how much chokhmel have. Kidiyama the bechama noyer v'chokim. V'yeish mazel Yisrael. What does that mean? She'ein tfile u'tzedoke mishane es hamazel. That is the svav Rab Chanina. Mazel machkim. Mazel masher. V'yeish mazel Yisrael. That means that's the Rabbein Yishalayim created the Briye, that it should be under the Anhoges HaTeva, and that's the Teva Ha'ilom, that the Mazolis are Manig the Nivroim. The Goyin says in Broches, HaKeichovim Manhigim Es Ha'ilom Ba'ashkoches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Anhoges Ha'ilom is through the Keichovim. Kigoin, chochme nimshach mikoichev echot, vo'oysher mikoichev acher, v'chein kol advorim shebo'oilom misnagim al yedei akeichovim. whatever happens in this world happens to kechavim. Ulachain hayu umes ha'olam oivdim lekechavim amazalis. The umes ha'olam oivdim lekechavim amazalis shayu saivrim shakechavim ba'atzman manhigim es ha'olam shalai bashkochas ha'kodesh baruch hu. But this nekude, that everything is through the yashpa of the kechavim, that they were correct. The Goyim says further, V'hine me'inyin ha'kechavim, nucha leida, if every kechav has a different tafkid in his mashpia, a different koyach in the bria, so from the multitude of stars that there are in the bria, nuchal leida kol advarim sheyeshnam boilam. So now we can know how many hashpois there are boilam. Ursha'onu rayim sheyesh alfei revoveis kechavim. There are thousands upon thousands of stars. Misome yesh kol kach dvarim boilam. So there's thousands and thousands of hashpois that are needed boilam. Masha ain onu yoidimehem. We're not bekant with all what all these ashpos are. But lemaise, if there is so many keichavim, there's so many keiches. And he says, this is pshat in the posik. Moine mispo la keichavim. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows the mispo. How many keichavim there are. Lekulam shemay sikra. What is the title? Lekulam shemay sikra. So the Goyim says, Shem ha'roi loy lefi oisai koyach ha'niten loy. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows each, the Shem is Moira and the Mahus Adavo, so each koychev has a different Shem because each koychev has a different tafkid. So memele, if we see all these koychevim and we realize that that each koychev is mashpia, a different koyach, and we know, so we say, Ki Godil Adoineinu Verav Koyach. If all these Koyches, all these Koyches come from the Kechavim, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Baal HaKoyches Kulam. So from being Mizbeinin in the Kechavim, we see Godil Adoineinu Verav Koyach. But Al Koponim, we see Klo, that there is such an Inyan, that in the Briyeh, Koiches were given to the Tzvoa Shomayim to be mashpia different in Yonim. So Memele, so Rav Chanina holds that Mazel Machkim, Mazel Masher, V'yesh Mazel in Yisrael. This Tfile, this is Shini Ateva. So Tfus, the Tfile in Tzchus won't help. It won't be Mishana, it will not be Mishana the Teva. That's what Rav Chanina holds. That is the svare of Rav Chanina. Rav Yochanan Omar, ein mazel Yisrael. What is pshat ein mazel Yisrael? He doesn't disagree that the whole world is mushpa al yedei ha-mazolis. Agavulcha Rav Dessler says that the translation of mazel is a loshen davar hanizel, something that pours out, v'hu mitzayin es ha-hashpo ha-yeredes mimaylo lemato. That is that's a taich mazel. It gives out koiches. So afilu Rabbi Yochanan holds ein mazel Yisrael does not wish to disagree that the mazolois are not those which are mashpia to klal Yisrael. No, ein mazel Yisrael dal yidei tefila is chus mishtane mazol letoive. That is the machloikis. That the mazel which is manig the bria. So tefillah is chus, one can be mishana the mazel l'toyve. That is the machloikis, Rav Yochanan and Rav Chanina. Va'ozda Rav Yochanan l'taymei. The Omar Rav Yochanan, minayin shein mazel Yisrael, shenema koy amar Hashem, el derech hagoyim al tilmodu, umei oiseis ha-shamayim al teichotu. You should not fear the oisis ha-shamayim ki yechatu ha-goyim e-heimo. Heim yechatu, v'lo Yisrael. Yisrael does not have to fear the koyach of the mazolis, because with tzedokah and tefillah, I should be for Tzadokia and Tfile, and Tzchusim, they could be Mishana the Marsha. The Marsha asks a kasha, according to Rav Chanine, so he holds, Ein Mazel Yisrael, so Faker, so Oilom Kimin Hogay Noyig, that whatever the Mazel is saw, that's what's going to happen. Frekte Marsha, you have whole parshas Bechukaisai, Im Tishmuli, Im Loi Tishmuli, there's this whole parshas of even though do mitzvahs with zaynazoi. I mean, there's mazolis. There are mazolis. Here we have if a mazol is mashir, a mazol is mani. So a person was born in a mazol. The person was born in a mazol of anis. So according to Rab Chanina, fartik. Schus won't be mishanet. He was born in a mazol of anis. So Mamela, what is pshat in all the psukim? That seems that in Yoni Oilam Haza will be bettered or will get worse to Schusim or to Averis. So the Marsha says, Yehudei Teure Nemru al Klal Yisrael. Uschusa Rabim Vadi Deine Toli Bemazel. He says, Klal Yisrael Ziche Kebi Mishana de Mazolis. That's no Shaila. The whole machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina is if a yochid ki b'mishana is mazel. So that what it says in this posik, heim yechato v'lo Yisrael, so the Marsha says it doesn't mean klal Yisrael because so it's no ray against Rabbi Chanina. It means afil a yochid she be Yisrael has nothing what to be afraid of. V'af Rav sovar ein mazel Yisrael. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav. Minayin shein mazel Yisrael, shenemar vayoytze oysoy hachutze, omar avrom livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribayni shel oylom, ben beisi yoyresh oysi, that Eliezer will yashenin, omar loy la, ki mashe yeytze mimeyech, omar lefonov ribayni shel oylom, nistakalti beitztagninu sheli, ve'eini roi lohoilet. So memele, so the Ben Yehuda asks a kasha, fashteit nish, was fregt Avraham Avinu? The Rebbein Shalom told him, ki meshe yeitzi mimeyecha, fregt avaita, eini roi lohoilet, what's the kasha? So the Ben Yehuda says that Avraham Avinu understood as follows. He understood that ziche it shayet that he should be moiled through maise nisim. That even though Alpi Teva he can't be Moilid, but Alpi Maisenes will be Moilid. So he didn't want that, because he didn't want to be Nene from Maisenism. So that was his time. So Omalei, so the Rabbeinu Shlalem told him, Tzei mi itztagnini shalcho, she'ein mazo li Yisrael, mai daito, dekoi tzedek b'mayro, madarneo mekminelei b'mizroch, V'haynu d'chsiv mi-heyer mi-mizroch tzedek yikro'eyu l'radvoy. Zot Rashi, d'koi tzedek shu mazul shaloch, tzei mi-tzegneninus, itzegneninus at Rashi, anamadalov, chochmas ha-mazolis, tzei mi-itztegneninisoch, v'haynu d'chsiv ha-yoytze yoyse ha-chutso, chutz mi-itztegneninisei. The koi tzedek shumazel shaloch b'mayre shumokim mitzunim vein roi lohoyle kach motzosi bashas rabbeinu alevi. So you're under that mazel, and this is a mazel that's mitzunim v'mizrocha yishumokim choyim. So the Ben Yehuda explains, so pshat is that wasn't considered maisen nisim. Maisen nisim would mean if you'd go keneged the mazel, that'll be maisen nisim. That's shalike derech hateva. Here, pshat is that the Rabbeinu Shalom was Mishana the Mazel. So, Memele, so, that's pshat, is this what? Ein Mazel in Yisrael. That one can be Mishana the Mazel. Let us see Taisvis. Ein Mazel in Yisrael. Vohoda Omar Rove, Bishili Moyed Kotten, Boni Chaye Yumizoine, Lav Beschuse Talye Milse, Ella b'mazle tal yemilse. Now Rava brings a raya in Mayit Kotten. He brought a raya. There were two big tzaddikim, Rabbe and Rav Chisde. Both were tzaddikim gemurim. When there wasn't a rain, there was a drought. Rabbe would be mispala and it would rain. Rav Chisde would be mispala and it would come rain. They were both tzaddikim gemurim. But in these inyonim, Boni, Chayim, Mizoini, they were mamish exact opposites. Rav Chisda had a glicklich 11, he was nifta by 92, and he had an abundance of children, and even the klovim, they used to feed with rich foods. They used to give white flour for the klovim. There was abundance of ashiris bebeisai shal Rav Chisda. And bebeisai shal Rabbe, he died very young in the 40s. Nebuch, he lost a lot of his children. And there wasn't enough food in the house for themselves. So Rave said, with viewing this matzev, and they both were tzadikim gemurim, Boni chaye umizoyne, lav beschuse talye milse, ele bemazle talye milse. So lochayre, how does this stim with Rabbi Yochanan and Ra? They say, ein mazle Yisrael. So it seems a schus could help. Mikol makim al yidei schus godol mishtam. A schus godol, it's not stamazayis, that means stamazayis chusim will not be mishane the mazel. But a schus godol could be mishane, ki da omar bi yevomis, peirik acholitz, this is the side of Tosis is better this way, the Maram seems to learn like this, ki da omar bi yevomis, peirik acholitz, zoche meisifin loy, loy zoche peichsin loy. So the Gemara in Achilut says as follows. It says as mispar yomecha amalei. There's a machlokes in the Gemara what this pasuk means. It's mispar yomecha amalei. So one man the Omar says that amalei is a lashon of Tosfos. A person was born with a certain mispar yomim. He was born b'shas leide. He was supposed to live a certain amount. And then there's a seder of amalei. That is a din of Isofa, you could be moisif on that mispar yomim. So this already is a b'chin of keneged the mazel. That means he was born to live a certain amount of time. You could be moisif on that. Zoche moisifin loy, loy zoche. It could be peichsin loy if he did an averus, I'll take away from him. So al kaponim, you can see there are schusim, but you need schusim gedolim. It's not stamazoy. Avo po'omim, now let's go back to the shure, she'ein ha-mazel mishtane. There are certain instances when the mazel cannot be mishtane. Rav Desla Michtav Melio wants to be mevayer, this taisviz, what is the gedder? Sometimes chusim gedoylem can help, sometimes even chusim gedoylem also can help. So Rav Desla says as follows. He says, it matters what the tachlis of the person was. He says, for example, if the tachlis of this person was, the tachlis he came on this world was, to be mekabel yisurim ba'aveh. That is his tachlis in avodas Hashem. That's the whole reason he came. That is his tafkid on this world. So Memele, he says, that is called, so he was chosen to be from the sufferers, and that's his tachlis, that he is to be mekabel yisurim ba'aveh. And through that will be niskad v'shem shemayim. So he says, if that was his tachlis, so he says, then aschus won't help. What's that aschus? That is your tafkid in the world. He says, if a person had a different tafkid in the world, let's say he had a tafkid to be a marbitz toire. So he gives a marshal. So he says, so sometimes could be the anias could make that he's forced to be a malamed ardiki. He wouldn't have chosen such a job. But he can't find another job. He doesn't have parnos. He's a malamed ardiki. So the mazel is a keli. That means, but that's his tafkid, that he should be marbitz toire, so he's going to be a malamed ardiki. That's why the mazel is an oifen that he should fear his tafkid. That's the keli to fear his tafkid. That's giving him the motivation to be a malamed ardiki. If he would have found a better job, he would have gotten into business, into something else. So he's put into such a situation that he can't find a job. And this is the only job that he could find. So memele, as I come to chayis. He says, this person, if that's the yesod of his tachlis, He said his mazel could change. He could become an usher, and then his oifen of albatzus hatoyer will be to achzakus hatoyer. That means if the tachlis is not directly connected with the mazel, so memele, so then this mazel can change ayidei schusim gdoilim. It can be zoiche, it could be zoiche to perhaps fakel, to a better mazel, and perhaps he'll be able to accomplish more. This could still be accomplished with schusim gdoilim. But if this whole tachlis is to be in a difficult matziv, so he says, then schusim won't help. Now the shaila is, what determines why was he chosen to be a sufferer? So he says, that we cannot be masig on this world. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha, tzadik v'raloi. And one of the terutzin is v'chanoisi yash asher ochain, that l'maisef akert, this is called a mazel elyoin, which is beyond the hasoge of anyone in this world. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to be masig this. This will be nizgala la'osid lovay. But that's al kaponim, together, when sometimes chusim can help, and when sometimes chusim cannot help. The Svas Emes wants to taine, he wants to emphasize this kasha. This is etza kasha, behoda marove bishili mait kotten, bini chayim is oini labis chus italia milse, ele bimazle italia milse. That everything is totally in the mazel. So this is it, so steht doch ein mazel Yisrael. So he wants to say, ein mazel Yisrael does not mean that we avoid the mazel. A mazel Yisrael we find by Avraham Avinu, it's not that he was born b'tzedek, is a weiter b'tzedek. Now, the Rebbein Shlom made that the mazel could be mashpia to Avraham Avinu akoyach ha'ilode. But he was still under the mazel. We didn't say that you're not meshubit to the mazel of tzedek. The Rebbein Shlom made that the mazel of tzedek will be able to be mashpia to you akoyach ha'ilode. It was in Meirev, so be in Mizrach. So the mele, so he says, so b'zoi is the loshen of rov is a par v'loshen. B'mazel, everything is totally a mazolus. I feel you hold ein mazel in Yisrael. Abo pshat is that the Yeshua will also come about through mazolus. It could be that pshat, that b'mazel tol yemilse. Zog the Gemara weiter. Umi de Shmuel nami ein mazel Yisrael. De Shmuel va Avleit have Yosvi. Avleit was a goy a chayze bekechot. Va ve ka ozli hanach inshi la agme, and people were going to an agam to work. Omale Avleit li Shmuel hay gavra ozl vloy osi. This person that is going, he will not come back. Torik leichivyo mayes. He's going to get bitten by a snake and he's going to die. That's what Avlei told him. Omele Shmuel, Ibar Yisraelu, Ozul Vosi. No, if he's a Yi, he'll come back. Adi Yosvi, they were sitting, Ozul Vosi. This person that Avlei had pointed out that he's going to get bitten by a snake, came back. Come Avleit, Shodye Letune. So the Masui that this person was carrying, so he threw it down, he was cutting Kanin. Ashkech Bei Chivye, they found, in the Kanin they found a stake. The Posik Vishodi Betarti Guvi, that was cut up in two Chatiches. It was a snake that was cut up. That means in the Agme there was a snake, and unintentionally, he didn't even know about it, and he was cutting the kanim, he cut the snake also. Omale Shmuel, my of this, what did you do? Omale, so he told him, kol yoyme have maraminon rifte bahadi yadodi. We were workers. So each day, each worker used to go and donate. There was a common plate for all of them to eat. So each one used to donate bread, used to put in a bread. Then they all used to eat from what was donated from each one. V'achlina, we eat. Ha'idne, now, today, have'ike chad minon lehavel arifte. There was one person that they used to go around to make a collection. Each one used to go and give. So it was one worker that did not have any bread. Have a kamichsef. I saw he was getting embarrassed. He's going to come over and ask him, what are you donating? He has nothing to give. Amina lohu. So I told them, ano ko'imno. I'm going to go today. I'm going to collect from everyone. Amina, and I'll put into the scale. Ki matoi legabe. When I went to him, shavoi nafshi kemand shkili mine. So I made like I'm taking a bread from him, and Rashi says, but he really put in his own bread. So he put in a double bread. He put in for him also, and he shouldn't be fashem. Ki heichi deloy lichset, he shouldn't be ashamed. Omaloi mitzvah avadit. You went and did a mitzvah, so that protected you. Nofak shmuel v'dorash utzdoke tatzol mimo. The loy mi misa mishune, not only from a misa mishune, ella mi misa atma, from misa atma. So the Chodesh Aviv explains what was Shmuel Machadish over here, afilu mi misa, ella mi misa atma. He says one could learn stoke tatzel mi mavis means the other way. That means we had before, that is, there's a seder as mispa yomecha amalei, that a person has a mispa of yomim. Then through avoinis, he could lose this mispa of yomim. So mamela, so that's called a misa mishuna. That means this is a misa that was not oizka halt na pima zoli, he shouldn't die now. No, because of aveiris, the machasa yomim from him, machasa shonim. So then, I would think that should stock it tatzel mimovis. That stoke could be making that he'll get back the years which originally were designated for him. But over here, he saw Alpi Mazel, he's supposed to die now. So pshat is, so this, if he saw in the mazolis, so pshat is, these were his years. If in the mazolis he was able to see that he's going to die now, these were his years. If these were his years, some emailer, so the tzedakah made that, there were moitzev on his years. Some emailer, so forget, that's what he says. Loi mi misa mishune, elo mi misa atzmo. The misa which shall be derech ateva kumtem. He was supposed to die already, if it was in the mazoli. So emailer, we see the koyach of tzedakah, it could be moitzev shonim. That was the chiddush of Shmuel. There's a very interesting marsha, which I don't understand. The marsha says as follows. Avleit said that Hai Gavra Ozel V'lo Yosef. He's not going to come back. The Wad Alpi, the Mazel, he's supposed to die now. So Shmuel said, Ibai Yisraelu ozel v'osi. In fact, the Marshach, I mean, what's pshat in this? Afil yod ein mazel Yisrael, that means it can be mishtan al yedeis chuz godel. But how could he say with as a behirus that ozel v'osi? So that's the Marshach says, efshir di osi. That's not pshat ozel v'osi, efshir di osi. It's possible, come back. You say, it's behechlet. That he's going to die. No, it's possible he'll come back. Ein mazel Yisrael. Fine. Rekte marsho akashe. But he heard from this person that he's going to get killed. So the marsho asked. So he should have gone over to him and told him he shouldn't go there. That's the marsho's kashe. So the way the Chodesh Aviv says that this was misa atzma, I don't understand the Marsha's kasha. What's the chilek if if it was Basherti should die then, that was his mazel, so he'll tell him not to go by the Kana. So he won't die. It's not from the Marsha, you see there's such a bechin of Mishan and Mokay Mishan the mazel, that there's such an inyan also. by going in that place. I don't know if the Masha stims with the Chodesh Aviv, but the Masha asked the Kasha that he should have told them to not to go there, and it seems that would have helped that he shouldn't have got killed. So the Masha says, I didn't tell him because he had a specs faker. Maybe he's a guy. Now, if he's not a guy, maybe he'll have a schus. So he didn't tell him. So the Teretz is pilei ployim. I mean, in Shulchan Aruch and Tzimis Shinchov Tesiv Gimel says you machal al Shabbos. I feel this kama v'kama sveikis. If the person is a yid or a guy, and I feel like a yid, maybe he's dead, maybe he went away. I got like, you have 20 stodim. You machal al Shabbos al spikuach nefoshes. If the Masha held that by telling him not to go, he could have saved him. So it's very mechudishtik, the Masha's Teretz. So what kind of Teretz is this? That it's a Sveksveike. How could a Sveksveike help the situation? Chari was mechuyiv to tell him. Zot Rashi. במזרח שמוקם חיים צדיק הקדוש ברוך הוא קורוי להביאוי למזרח. Yeah. למשהו asked on the פוסק מי מזרח, it should have said מי היה למזרח. צדיק יקראו, the רבי שלום brought the mazel of צדיק to מזרח, so say למזרח. Masha wants to say the Rabbi Shalom was in Mizrach, so the Rabbi Shalom in Mizrach called the Mazel to come to Mizrach. Ragloi b'shvilei. Avleit shem chachem nochi haya v'chayze b'keichav. Ozel v'osi dein Mazel l'Yisrael v'yoye loy tfile. This is a very shvera Rashi. I mean, how did tfile come in? Later he asked him, what schus he had, so he told him, the schus of tzedakah. The riff is ma'ir of this. Others wanted to say that the ozel va'osi, that was the bemesin of tefillah of Shmuel. Shmuel kizok to ozel va'osi, not the way the Masha says, no, ozel va'osi, that was a tefillah, as ozel va'osi is all tzerikumen. Maybe the tefillah was mazmin, that he should have this chus, to have this mitzvah, they were mamzi a mitzvah of tzedakah for him. Nish klodo. Betarti guvi b'shtei chatichai shekotetzoi im hakanim v'lo yoideya. Meraminam ba'dodi. Matel pas l'sal l'chol ha'chabure ke'echot. Po'oich l'nyachat, po'echot goy v'mikulo. Ano ke'imno marmino agabo, ano egve, v'osim b'sal. I said, I'm going to do it. Shavoi nafshoi keman v'shokli minei, osisi atzmi ki goy v'mimenu, v'nosati misheli chelkoi. I gave my own chelik. Loi mi misa mishune, umiu misa agune yomus, al mi misa atzma matzeles, v'noisenes chayim. It gives chayim. Zog de gemore weiter. Umi der Rabbi Kiva nami ein mazul li Yisroel. Der Rabbi Kiva ahava lei brata. Rabbi Kiva had a daughter. Omri lei kaldoi ahu yoyme da aila lebei ganone torik lo chivye. Today, I think that Beganon, I think, means a chuppah. Torik lo chivye, that a snake will bite a misa. Have the ige amilse tuve. So they were doig about this. It bothered them. Ahu yoime shaklasa le michbanse. That day, she took off, she was wearing a pin on her hair. That is so begude. So she stuck it, she took off this pin, she stuck it into the wall. Isrami, it occurred, Esev be'ene dechivye, that there was a snake on the other side of the koisel, and when she stuck it into his eyes. The tzavra ki koshokla lo, the next morning, she wanted to take back the pin, avikosorich va'osi chivye basra, so she saw that there was attached to this pin, attached a snake. Omar lo avue my of this. What did you do? Omrulei bepanye osa anye, that last night another man came, kora above, vavetridi kula alma besudose, veleke de shome. Everyone was told, Mustamadis was the chasanin. And no one heard him. Ka'imne shekalti l'ristinoi di yehovisli yofti nele. My poor, I gave him my portion. Omaloh mitzvah avadit. Nofak rabekive v'dorash itzloke tatzol mimoves v'loi mimisa mishune elo mimisa atma. Lachsume, it's brought down in Yalkut Ruveni that that by the when Avram Avinu made the Mishte Godel, so there was a Mishte Godel, a Gvalda Kisimcha, Gdoyle Yadir over there. The Bekitzer, the Satan came to the door and he came like an Araman. He came for an Adove. And since they were so Torah and they were Torah with the Mishte, and thus they ignored him. And that was the Sibbe for, Dachsami says, for the Akedim, for Mises Sore. That was, there was a Kitrug. There was a Kitrug then on Avram. I say it's Bishas Simche, there's a Pistatviye, Medaf. One has to share the Simche with the people who are not so fortunate. Umi the Rav Nachman ba Yitzhak nami ein mazal Yisrael. The Imei the Rav Nachman ba Yitzhak, Omri lo kaldoi, Brich Ganve Have. The Kaldoi told her that your son will be a Ganve. Loishov Kisei Giluye Reishe. She did not permit him he should go without with a Reish Megula. Omro Lei Kasi Reishe Ki Heiche De Tevi Aloch Eimse De Shmai. You should always, Imechasu Yeroish, you should have Eimse De Shmai. Uboi Rachmi. And you should always be mispalo, the Rabbein Shalom should be matzal you from the Yetzer Hara. That's what she told him. To these two anogis. He never understood his mother, why is he different than anybody else? He has to go kasi reishe. Always was mispalo. Yoyim echad yosef, kogores tusi dikle. He was learning underneath a dekel, nofal glime meyelave. So the glime fell off his head. Mielave reishe. Oh, dole einai einai chaza ledikle. He saw the dikle, the dekel, and that he saw that there was a eshkel of tamarim there, and it wasn't his dekel. Alme yitzrei. So the yitzar tzich gestarkt. Solik poske lekibayre bishinei. So he had such a tkifis hayitzar. Now when he climbed up the dekel, he was too busy even, like some of both hands were supporting himself on the dekel, so he bit off this eshkel with his teeth. That was the hisgabris hayetzer. So kaponim we see, this is kaponim we see, that ain't mazal Yisrael, that there are pu'ulas that can be mishane. Kosi reishech, tefillah could be mishane. The Marsha says, Kosi Reishech, the Marsha asks a kasha, the Gemara says in Kedushin, that one should be Mechase HaRoish, or the Shechina Lamayla Meroish. So Memele, so what was this special Inyan? So the Marsha says, that the mother was Medagdik Lechase HaRoish Tvei, or Milvad HaSuda. That means that the Gdoili Yisrael used to wear a suda, Sayyidah Shamli Reyov, to the Mimechasa Reisham. And besides the suda, she told him to be Mechasa with a Glimal Reisham. Others bring a Raya from this Marshot is an Indian to have two Kisuyim al Reisham. That's Indian of a Yarmulke and a hat. But the Makir is from this Marshot. Uboi Rachme. And they should be met for Rachme. So the Marsha says, what pshad you should bet for Rachmim? That you should be a Yerei Shemayim. So the Marsha asks, Chazal tell us, Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz m'yirei shemayim. So how can one ask for yirei shemayim? This is nish min ha-shemayim. How can one ask for yirei shemayim? The Marshal Zakashi. So he asks, so he answers as follows. He should be mevakesh rachman. And then there's a cloud, but there shall them write to Leilech Melichanoisa. If by him that's a rotzen, so mel, then there's a different anhoge of there shall them write to Leilech Melichanoisa. Zot Rashi, Kaldoi Choizen Bekeichov. Ditzisa Tochvisa. A Michbansa Nushke Shal Zov, was a pinche Yeshke Maitas Beroisha. Riste Noi, that was a portion. Oboi rachmim bakesh rachmim shlo yishloi pecho yeitzer oro. Ki boire eshkel tamorim vadekel loy shloi hoy. Zog tois. Kaldoi bekule sug yemash bedahaynu choizem bekeichob. That's the whole sug yamur le kaldoi, yamur le kaldoi. Loi kemoi shepeirish rashi ba'arvei psochim. There the Gemara says, Nine chain shoyelim bekaldoim, shenema tomim tiyem Hashem alekecha. Upirish Rashi says, what's the taitz kaldoim? The hainu oid. So to be shoyel ba'oid, with koiches hakishir. So we see klar, from our Gemara, that kaldoi is the taitz shachoyze bekechove. That's all hemshech. The mazol, that's the whole hemshech over here in our Gemara. That ain mazol Yisrael. So the Kaldoi was not Kishiv, the Kaldoi was just telling them what they were able to detect from the Kechovet. Boy Kosh, the Behedik Siv al Tifnu, and the Sefri Dorash Minayin, Shein Shailim Bigoiroloi, Shenema Tomim Tiye, the Goyrol Bechayze Bekechovim Chada Milsehi. It seems that was the Goyrol of Haman also, he was people. He also was a Pesazayachayza B'keichov, and he was able to be Mavara when his mazel was at the highest peak. The Kaisev and the Ein Yaakov is Ma'ira, good, so not like Rashi. So Kaldoi means that Achayza B'keichov, so let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, it says, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha, Ein Shoyelim B'Kaldoi. So Mamela, so why the Kaldoi told Rabbi Kiva something, there were the Iga Mil Setuve. Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha, what's Kate Meron? Mr. Free. So the Kaisev, now Dachsma the Ritva says the same Yisod, ain't Shoyalim be Kaldoi. That means a person should not, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha, don't be Mavakesh Hasidus, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha. That, but he says that does not mean, he says the chayzim b'kaychavim is a chokhma amiti. And if they tell you something, yesh dvorim begav. But you shouldn't search, you shouldn't find out. Tomim tiyim Hashem alekecha. But he says if one, but that's what the Gemara says, omro lei kaldoi. The kaldoi went and told them. Now I know already. Now that I know, now there's a din that's fakeltein. So im chemal hanes, im adaftan pulis. To try to avoid it. So Mamelu, that was the Indian of the mother of Nachman Bar Yitzchok. The Kelchi did his tadlis, and they were doyik. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Mechatchin es adluyim lifnei abehime, bes hanevela lifnei haklov. So Rashi says, es adluyim atlushim. The dluyim are talush. So he mentioned Rabbi Kibbeger says Pshat and Rashi that it's not oimid to be eaten by a behemoth, it's oimid to be eaten by an odom the next day. If he decides to give the dluyim for the behemoth, doesn't have a teiris mukta. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Mechatchen es adluyim lifnei abehimeh. I don't say kiven diskatzoi bein hashmoshes. Since bein hashmoshes it was not oimed to be eaten by a behim, it was oimed to be saved for the next day and eaten by Adam. I don't say that. If he decides to give it to the behemoth, so I say that's also called minamuchan. Since there's a possibility he might change his mind and give it to a behemoth. So Mamela, that's also considered Minamuchan, according to Rab Shimon. But Hanavela Lifnei Haklovim, the same thing. If a behemah became Nisnabla in Shabbos, so Mamela, so he's permitted to give it to a club, even though Bein Hashmoshes, it wasn't Oymed to be a Machol Klovim. But if it was Nisnabel and Shabbos, I say that according to Rab Shimon, this is by Rab Shimon, it's called, it falls into the category of Min HaMuchan, that means he had in Zinnin, there'll be any possibility, and he assured us that this will be a Machol Klovim, so he was not Matzid Midaitoi. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, M'loi Hoysa, Neveila Me'erev Shabbos, Asura, L'fi She'ina Min HaMuchan. Rabbi Yehuda holds for Muktzid. So that is so she'ena min amucha. So Rashi ves hanevelo shnis nablo hayoyim ubein hashmosha is oisa oimedes la'odom vafilo hochi it was oimed la'odom for lohochi mechatchen. Zot the Gemara. Itma ol shacha simen oma ule halochi ki Rabbi Yehuda we passed like Yehuda by Mukta. Va'af rav sovar halochi ki Rabbi Yehuda in the Karchi, the Zuzi, the Rav Osar, Ushmur Shor. The Rav also holds Halacha ke Rav Yehuda. V'at Levi Sova, Halacha ke Rav Yehuda. Ki hod Levi, ki abu maisu treifte lekamei b'yoymetove. Levi, they brought a treif in Yontev, to ask him a shayl, was a sopik treif. Lahavi chazilo, so he would not look at this treif, he would not be done. Ella ki Yosef akil kalisa, he was sitting by the ashpe. He was taking it, he took it to the ashpe, and then if still will come out that it's treif, so leave it there in the ashpe. It's muktze. There's nothing what to do with it. He wouldn't leave some of this geschachten animal in his house. What he's gonna do with it all yontif? So he used to take it to the ashpe, and then. So on Kapodim we see he held it's not Chozi Leklovim. Toma Dilma Loi Miskashre, maybe it is not Kosher, Vafilu Leklovim Loi Chozi. Shmuel Oma, Halochi Kerab Shimon. Bav Ziri Sova, Halochi Kerab Shimon. Isnan Behemo Shemeso, Lo Yezizeno Mim Kaimo. Vetirgim is the Iri Bebehemis Kochim. And Ziri said this is speaking about a Behemis Kochim, so behemis kochim, that's why lazy zanamim kaima, because it's not chozi leklovim. So memele, so that's why it's mukta. Avol bechulin shapir domi. Vaf Rabbi Yochanan noma aloche kerabshim. Let us see Rashi. Kerabshimin, the last lay mukta. It seems Rashi was going with the parentheses of Shmuel am aloche kerabshimin, the last lay mukta. The dekarchi de zuzi, Machzolois aasuyois lesfinois lechasois pakematia shebesoich. So these are mats that are oimed to be mechasa pakematia. That means they were not oimed to be used for a person to lie on. They were miyuchid for kisi pakematia. Zuzi svinois beloshin arami, kach matzosi bechubes hagoin. So it was miyuchid for a different purpose, not for eigene use, and now he decides to use it. So Memele, so that's why to the Machlokes Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. According to Rab Yehuda, it's not Min HaMuchan. He didn't have a zinn to use it Erev Shabbos, because it had a different tashmish, not an egg in the youth. And according to Rab Shimon, it's Mutter. That's why Shmur Shori. Kave Maisei Treifte Lekamei, Beheime Shenoilad Boasofik Treifte, Utsriche Lohiro Aschochem, a kalkalise, ala ashpa, shim yir en o treifo, yonicho sham. He'll leave it there. Vafil le klovim le chozi. De nishchita hayoim, lo yuchlo le talpo, ke Rab Yehuda. Tirgime ziri, bemeseches bei, bemehemes kotshim, da sure bano, le chozi le klovim. Ho de chulin, shapir domi lachilo le klovim. So you see that Zuri Paskin like Rab Shimon. Zoktay, Rab Yehuda Oimer, Imloi Hoysa Nevela Me'erev Shabbat, is memele, so then one is not allowed to give it to klum. Taimen. Taktaisis, heichi muchach bepsochem perik mokim shenoagu besoifo. Beperik kamet de beye, mahach maf nissen, de muchen lo odon lehavi muchen le klum. There's a shaila in the Gemara, if something is muchan la'odom, it's oimed la'achilas odom, if that's called muchan la'behemet. That means that what it's muchan la'odom, is that a stire, is that a haktor, that I want, it should be eaten dafka al yidei odom, v'loy al yidei behemet. Or no, muchan la'odom ava muchan la'behemet. It was muchan to be used on Shabbos, on the Mele, muchan la'odom ava muchan la'behemet. So the Gemara brings a raya from Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds muchan la'odom lehavi muchan leklov. The muchan la'odom have a muchan leklov. The Gemara brings a raya from this Mishnah. Because the muchan la'odom would be muchan leklovim. Why can't you give this nevela, why can't you give this nevela to klovim? It was a muchan la'odom. Fraktach teisves. Could be muchalodam ava muchalaklov. Vahochalayne taime dachtira leklovim. Shum davi mukze machmasishish lahaysa ruuya chaye leila adam vleila leklovim. This animal, Erev Shabbos, the Tchilas Knesset Hayoyim, was speaking about a live animal that was nisnavlo b'Shabbos. So this was not muchan for anything. It's a live animal. You can't shecht it. So Mamela, it wasn't Muchan to be eaten Bechlal. It was not Muchan at all. So how could the Gemara bring a raya that Muchan La'odam have a Muchan La'bayim? Well, I have a Muchan La'bayim. Here's not Muchan La'odam either. Before we see the Ris Teres, which here is very schwer to understand, let's first say the other two Terutzim, and then we'll go back to the Ris. So Rav Yitzchak ben Arav, Rav Meir, Goris b'Masnisim, Im loy hoysa nevela me erev yont. By us argues as loy hoysa nevela me erev Shabbos asura. As Rabbi Yudis says that if it wasn't that we're speaking about erev Shabbos, was nisnavla b'Shabbos. If it was nisnavla b'Shabbos, so it comes out that b'emitzin erev Shabbos, it wasn't mukhin for anybody. Because mukhtse machmasisi, you can't check it. So therefore, the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rav Ramei Goros Masisim Loi Hoysa Nevela Mei Erev Yontev Asura. It has the Yosef Shapa Bibshita. So Mamela, it's very good. So this animal was Oymed to be Geshochten. This animal was Oymed to be Geshochten in Yontev. We're speaking about Erev Yontev. So it was Muchen Lada. He didn't intend to use it as dog food. He didn't intend he thought it wouldn't be Nisnabo. So it was Muchen Lada, but it was Oymed to be my day other. Lamaisa, what happened? There was Nisnavla. So Mamela now, so now the Shaila is a Muchen Lebehime. So since it was Muchen, that's the Shaila. Muchen Lodom, have a Muchen Lebehime. If that Achon is sufficient, since it was Muchen, Achila Sodom, that's sufficient. So it's called a Dover Muchen. You'll have to give it to Behime also. Or no, you don't need Bazunda. Muchen Lodom doesn't make a Muchen Lebehime. A Muchen Lebehime, it wasn't. The Gemara brings the raya from this Mishnah, the Gabi Shabbos, Sosam Lontane Ke Rab Shimon. We have a Stam Mishnah like Rab Shimon. Because the Tana did not say Dibre Rab Shimon. So why is this a Stam Mishnah like Rab Shimon? Alma Gabi Shabbos Misnaya, the Gemara in Bay brings the raya from our Mishnah. That Lagabi Shabbos Osam Lom Kerab Shimon, so why is our Mishnah speaking about Shabbos? It's not speaking about Yom. Barav Poyres Meforesh, the Mishnah Yisera Dayik. The Havalela Misne, Im Loi Hoysa, Nevela Mi Erev Shabbos Asura. Rav Yudin should have said as follows, Mli Hoysa, Nevela Mi Erev Shabbos. So it's also to give to a keli. Why does he have to be Moisef Levisha Eino Mina Muchan? These four words are extra. The Maitzach Lemav Shani Mina Muchan. Allahochi Toni Lo, Vafilu Havi Muchan Lo Odom Legamri. He wants to be Moisef. Hey, in Shabbos, it's not the poshet. It wasn't Muchan Lodom either. And Lafish ain't even a Muchan Lodom. Say, Afilu in Yontif, when there is Muchan Lodom. But it's also not considered Muchan Lodom. Alochi Toni Lodom, Afilava Muchan Lodom Legamri, Shlei Muchan Machmasi. So that means Yontif. I have a Muchan Lodom. That is the two easy Teretz. Now we have to come back to the Ri Teretz. So, as we mentioned before, the Ri is very, very unclear here what the Teretz is. But in Taisus and Psochim, the Nunvavim at Beis, there it's more Ba'arichis. So there, the Chel will be able to understand the Divrei Hori. So this is the Lashon of Taisus and Psochim. The Ri Meforish, Muchan La'odo, Hainu sha'imedes la'achilas odom. Something that's oimed la'achilas odom. Va'af al gab, de'ein ru'uyim la'odom la'oiso Shabbos. That even though it is not ro'i la'odom la'oiso Shabbos, hainu machmas isa. That means it's ro'i la'achilas odom. It's oimed la'achilas odom. But grad for Shabbos, he can't eat it because it's not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Aber v'loy machmas haktso. But that what it is not oimed la'achilas odom, it's not because he doesn't want it to be eaten. Shloi hoya roitze sheyehena b'nei odom. It was oimed la'achilas odom. So that means like this. For example, you could have a tarnagel that's oimed to be matul bayim. That tarnagel is not oimed to be eaten. He wants it for a different purpose. Asher is oimed lacharisha. He does not want to eat it. So that is not called oimed la'achila soda. Here we are speaking about an animal that is oimed to be geshocht. That means it's oimed to be eaten. No, grad, I can't eat it Shabbos because I can't shecht it. That's a halachadik problem. But it is oimed la'achila soda. The loy amrinon. So now let's clear a different shayla. So this is oimed to be eaten al yedei anoshim. Now let's clear a different shayla. Something that is oimed to be eaten al yedei anoshim, is that a haktso from achilas behemet, or isn't it an haktso from achilas behemet? That means that gufa that it's oimed to be eaten. So that means that we don't want animals to eat from this one, eat it all by ourselves. So that would mean muchan la'odom, the hachane la'odom, lo yavi muchan la'beim. That means v'kel, that gufe, that we want to eat it. That means we don't want that an animal should partake from it. That's if you hold muchan la'odom, lo yavi muchan la'beim. If you hold muchan la'odom, lo yavi muchan la'beim, it's v'kel, it's oimed to be eaten. We'll eat it, the animals will eat it. The tvaker, the hachon, the odom, does not mean, since it's oimed to be eaten, period, so it's oimed to be eaten by all nivroim. By odom, by behemoth. So Mamele, he says like this. Since it was muchad lo odom, lo yamrinon amidosa lo odom kamidosa leklov. Why? She'ilu oisa imedes liklovim kemoisha imedes la'odom. If we would say that a behemoth that it's oimed to be eaten, so even though the prime eater is an odom, but he's zichel give it to behemoth also. So he says if I would say muchan la'odom, I would muchan la'behemoth. So memele. Shilo is a medes leklovim kemoisha imedes laodom. Hoisa muteres kshenisnav lo b'shabbos. So it would become an avelin Shabbos. It would be muchan for behemoth. The legabi klovim leke mukze machmas isa. Because by klovim bepoyel were allowed to eat it. And I was allowed to give it to them a film when it's alive. Ki yesh dvorim sheru'uyim linosein liklovim chayim. There are other animals, there are things which you give chayim to a kelev. Ki goyin oifes, achiyaytzi behem. V'lo yamrin en davim muchan liklovim. Af al gav, filibisoif avi muchen leklovin. But a kel, so now it became muchen, but betchilas knesis hayoim, it wasn't muchen. El adarab alafisha stoma oimed lodom matzilei miklovin. So that is pshat in the ri. So the ri is saying that means that what halachically he wasn't allowed to eat it, that doesn't matter. If I hold muchan leklovim, muchan l'adam, ava muchan leklovim, so I would say anything that's oimed l'achilus adam is also oimed to be eaten by animals. That means there's no difference. Beryl, yankel, or rover. So memele, so legabi the kelev, legabi the kelev was already muchan the Shabbos to eat. The kelev is not, I can give it to the kelev when it's still alive. I can throw him a live chicken, let him enjoy himself. So memele, so why is it take mukte? So the teretz is because muchen la adam, I have a muchen la kom, if I can't add gufe, what it's aimed to be eaten by me, so there's a rotz and there's a aktsot, it should not be eaten by kloven. So memele, so therefore, so now when it came out, so never was muchen la kloven. So memele, now it became this nabla, so memele, now it doesn't become muchen la kloven. That is pshat in the ri. Now we'll see our thesis, and we'll see from our thesis, it will be very difficult to understand the ri stated. The tiret ri, the yesh dvorim ruyim litain lefnei haklovim, chayim, the other things which are able to be given to klovim chayim, kigayin oifis, achiyayitzebem, hilkach ilav, the muchen lovim, lav, the muchen leklovim, havishor ye litain leklovim. Now after that thesis, now we can understand our thesis. Ushmurul oma haloche kirab shimen. Taimalari. Tarti de shmurul lomali. Aces, we had before one member of Shmurul by Tarchi de Zuzi, that Shmurul was matter. And then we had Shmurul oma haloche kirab shimen by Behemish and Isnabula. So why this? So we see in both cases, he passes by Kirab Shimon. Why does he have to say both cases? The tape claim he the kachi the zuzi veiz lechelba v'rochel gizosa. That if you want to share, this is speaking about yonta veiz lechelba v'rochel gizosa. The shili perikame that there Shmuel holds it is you don't say even this katzoi, that means even though it's oimed lechelba, but it's still muchen for achila also. That's the svara of Rav Shimon. That means even the slightest possibility of there might be a rotzen to eat it makes it muchen. So why did Shmuel have to say halachik Rav Shimon in our Mishnah? But he retrieved the mukta dahosam kill me mukta dahoche. That means, for example, eizlach helbo. So that means he wants to use it for the challah, but that is not such a strong akto, not the shechter. I'm using the eiz, so it's not such a strong akto, not the eiz. Here, Erev Shabbos, so Lagabi, this is a much stronger act, so that it should be muchen, to be eaten in Shabbos at all. So Memelis, he wants to say, Afilu, there's a stronger act, so Af Al Pikein, it's not muktze. Tirgim Ziri bebehemes kochen. He says, we learned our Mishnah in Beyer. Behemish and Mesa lawyers is anomim kaima, the Tirgimaziri be Behemis Kochim. So why does he say speaking about Behemis Kochim? Zarai, if it wouldn't be Behemis Kochim, it would be permitted to be metalto because the same with Lachilas Klovim, that's like Rav Shimon. So Zarai, holds like Rav Shimon. Temulari, hechi muchach mahoche de svila reke Rav Shimon. That Ziri holds like Rav Shimon. Al kochach itzrich lukmi be Behemis Kochim. Not he zets ein the Mishnah, since he holds like Rav Shimon, he zets ein behemes kochim. No, forget the Mishnah alone is muchach that it's speaking about behemes kochim. Ki the muchach perik ein tzodim, mishum de masnisa nami deke, diktoni alo, v'loi hachalo shenit meit. It says two things, that v'loi zizeno mim koima behemes shemeis, v'loi hachalo shenit meit. So the Gemara says, ma hachalo de kochim, av behemes de kochim. So, from the Rehitas Loshana Mishnah, it's Muchach speaking about the Behemoth's Kochim. Mekoyach Hai Diyuki, because of this Diyuk, Por Hosam Lamar Barameim, the Oma Moidai Rav Shimon Balachayim Shemesu Shasurim. The Barameim says that Rav Shimon was only matter by Behemoth Mesukenis. Heima Mesukenes Erev Shabbos. So there Rav Shimon knows it's called Muchen. But a gesunte Beheime, Rav Shimon knows it's not called Muchen either. That's Ma Barameimo. Fregt die Gemara. The Gemara, how could you say that? The Mishnah says Davke Beheime's Kotchim is not Mina Muchen. Weiss is Tam Beheime is Mina Muchen. So the Gemara learned that from the Mishnah's Muchach it's speaking about by Beheime's Kotchim. So why is the Gemara Miyaches that Ziri holds like Rav Shimon because he's that time the Mishnah? I mean, he's just telling you about the Mishnah. The Mishnah Mitzadatma is Mucha. That's speaking about Beheime's Kotchim. The Dochik Ri Letaret Tahochi Kimle Lahashas Shiloi Pirish Ziri came Elo Mishum Daboy Luk Mika Rav Shimon. The Gemara knew that Ziri did not that time the Mishnah Ke Rav Shimon because of the Mashmois of the Seifer. No, because he holds by Rav Shimon, that's why he said time the Mishnah according to Rav Shimon.